Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Mark Schwiebert. The rivers are the reason for our being here in the Quad Cities. Here at the confluence of the Mississippi and Rock Rivers, our Native American forebears established the earliest settlements, including Sauconuck on the Rock River. The water of our rivers drew early settlers, first to trade, then to use the rivers for commerce and to power their factories. Lumber companies like Weyerhaeuser and Denkman used the rivers to transport huge log rafts to millworks here, and railroads built the first bridge across the mighty Mississippi anywhere between Rock Island and Davenport. But as time passed and commerce increased, sadly the rivers we now celebrate got relegated to our backyard, where waste and discards were dispensed of, and which we gradually came to avoid as dirty streams inconveniently impeding travel from one community to another. Then, about 30 years ago, we began to rediscover what a great resource the rivers really represent. Visitors spoke with wonder of the majesty of the great Mississippi, and local communities began building bike and hike trails, parks, and other amenities to allow locals and visitors alike to enjoy the beauty of our waterways. EPA rules helped clean up the mess made by old bad habits of uncontrolled dumping of waste in our precious streams. Developers began redoing upper floors of older buildings to take advantage of spectacular river views. And gradually we pulled the rivers from our backyard once again into our front yard where they belong. As we Quad Cityans have come to appreciate our rivers more, we've explored new ways to use them better, from creating public parks and spaces to utilizing their great power to fuel our activities in a sustainable way. River Action and similar groups have worked with public bodies to preserve our wetlands and other natural habitats for riverine health. The City of Rock Island in 2007 through 2009 retrofitted a 100-year-old hydropower plant to fuel its energy needs. And all of the communities have collaborated to create one of the finest metropolitan recreational trail systems in the U.S. Yes, the rivers gave our area birth, and they continue to represent the single most significant geographic feature that will enliven our area into the indefinite future. But to assure this, it will be our duty to continue to be creative and conscientious stewards of this great natural blessing.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.